dropped lipstick tubes from under her sink into a small suitcase. I swear, she packed like she was going for the whole summer instead of a week. About the only thing she didn't pack was the pearl necklace that once belonged to her mom. She told me that someday she'd give it to the woman I married so it would stay in the family. Mom sang, "Hey, good looking," as she packed. And the entire time I couldn't help wondering if moms were supposed to be that happy to get away. Mrs. McKnight doesn't go on trips without her family. Dad has already set the table with Mom's vinyl Las Vegas show scene placemats. Elvis, in a white glittered suit, looks up at me, microphone in hand. The table seems enormous without Mom sitting at her place. And it's quiet. Mom did all the talking at dinner. While Dad and I ate, she'd tell us something funny the judge, Miss Murty May's senile brother, said that day at the cafe, or how Sheriff Levi finally ordered something different from the menu, only to quickly change it back to his usual, hamburger with jalapenos and French fries. I always knew Mom dreamed of being a famous singer, but I guess I thought it was only a dream. The kind of thing you wish for upon a star, but deep down, you know it probably won't ever come true. After all, stars are a long ways away.